Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Matot Mas'eh. Second Parsha is known as Mas'eh. Ela Mas'eh B'nei Yisrael. These are the travels of the Jews. And it lists 42 places where the Jews traveled. And you say to yourself, well, I don't need the travelogue here. I could look in Shemot and Bamidbar and see where they traveled, and then I would know where they traveled. Why do I need a log over here? And many commentaries are bothered that Tzor HaMor, all the commentaries talk about why a list. What is it telling us? Why is this an important way to pretty much end the book of Bamidbar, and in many ways to end the Torah? So, one idea is that he's mentioning places where we were. Many of these places were places where we sinned. And this is part of the Musar. The book of Bamidbar ends on the Musar, the consternations, the rebuke that Moshe gives the Jews for the things they did wrong, and explains exactly what we did. Here it's sort of an illusion. In the book of Bamidbar, Moshe doesn't give a big speech about all the bad things they did, the sin of the spies and of Korach, the sin of the golden calf. He just sort of alludes to places where we were, and it's sort of an indirect rebuke of all the places where we sinned. The first verse in Devarim, Midrashically, is understood that way too, that this is where Moshe spoke, and alludes to all of our sins. Rav Moshe Darshan, who's one of Rashi's favorites, especially in Bamidbar, he says, to show the chazadim of Hashem, the kindness of God, because if you figure it out, you do a direct travelogue, you do a AAA log, you do a GPS, you figure out that for 38 years they didn't go anywhere. So in the 40 years, they weren't moving around like people who are sort of nomad. They were able to stay in the same place for the first couple of years, the last year, and just 38 years in the middle, they stayed in the same place. Just they moved around at the edges. Rabbi Yosef Bechoshor, another French commentary, says, L'masehem al pi Hashem. Moshe wrote them down al pi Hashem. It was based on God's word. So they traveled based on God. There's a debate. Is it that Moshe wrote them down based on God? God told him to write it. Somehow it was important for him to write it. God told him so. So we may not know why he wrote it, but it was God told him. Or no, the Masehem al pi Hashem. Each one of the Masa'ot were al pi Hashem. Ramban says, well, that's obvious because, or is it Ben Bechaye, that it's obvious because it says earlier on that they went, that Vayisu al pi Hashem, that they, al pi Hashem Yisu al pi Hashem Yachanu. It says in Parshat Balocha that they traveled according to God's will. So certainly that itself is worthy of writing down where they traveled according to God's will. God said to go to these places. But still, something missing. I mean, places where God said, well, why does it matter where they were? So Ramban says, surely there's a great sod. There's a great mystical sod. Maybe it's the 42-letter name of God, 42 corresponding to these 42 places. We don't know. Ramban does mention the Rambam. Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, the guides perplexed, that you know in the future people will say, "Why the Jews went through the desert?" Why? So he said, "Yes, this is exactly where they were. I want to have historical evidence. This is where they were." You'll go there and you'll say, "Really? Could you make it over here? Where's the water? Where's?" He says, "That's what God took care of us. The miracles of God in the desert. That's why it's listed to show the miracles." And the Siva Shalom says that he'll tell you what the secret is. The secret is that every person has 42 stations of life. You heard of the stations of the cross? There are 42 stations of life, 42 moments that you've got to go through in life to get through. And each one has to figure out, what are my 42 stations to get to where I need to go? What are the 42 trials I have to go through? Because the Jews went through 42 trials. The Midrash Lekach Tov says that Hashem cares where we slept. You know, people will write, George Washington slept here. So, George Washington slept here. That must be important. Maybe today we say it's not important. But there's surely, if you love someone, you care about someone, you say, oh, my father was once in this school right here. That's an important thing. And God cares where the Jews were. And if the Jews are thinking, oh, let's go attack the Jews, he says, well, you better watch out. God cares about them so much, He cares exactly where they were. Where were they on Tuesday, Wednesday? Where were they this year, that year? So God cares a lot about the Jewish people. So that's what it's about, how God cares. It's like God cares what we eat. That's why we have kosher. God cares when we marry. That's why we have certain laws. And God cares where we were for those 42 years. The Sforno says it's very simple. The verse in the prophet says, Lechtech achar b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah, that God remembers the kindness of our youth, that we walked after God in a land that was not planted. So it's the kindness of the Jews, not God's miracles, that the Jews walk. God remember the Jews and their kindness to walk after God without knowing what would be. The Torah Mor says something fascinating, and it's everything in the Torah Mor, this Rabbi Avraham Savang, everything there is autobiographical. He says, look, I lived in Spain, 1492, expelled, went to Portugal. I thought it would be okay over there. He was a rabbi there. Then, Portugal, 1497, he had to leave. So he went to North Africa. Then he couldn't find a place. He lost all his books, his writings. He had to rewrite his books. Finally, he settled in Morocco there. So he says, look at all the stations of the Jewish history. Look, we went from Israel, Babylonia, someone to Spain, someone to North Africa, back to Israel, back to the Middle East. Some people... First we're in Germany, then we're in Poland, then we're in Russia, then we're back to Poland, Israel, America, back to Israel. This is a long journey. So he says, if God wrote down the 42 journeys of the Jews in just 40 years, just picture God right now is writing the Book of Redemption, in which he's writing all the journeys of the Jews, the amazing, miraculous story of the 2,000-year history. What are all of our stations for the last 2,000 years of where we've been? That's quite a story. And it has a happy ending. The Jews went to Israel in this story. And so too we have faith that our story of our nidudim, of our wanderings and meanderings, will also have a happy ending. We believe that God is going to give us a happy ending. But finally, believe that most meaningful to me is the interpretation that Rashi gives also from the Tanchuma, which says as follows. He says, you know, it's like compared to a father. He's walking with his son. He's coming back from a journey. He says, you know, when we came here, on the way to Baltimore, on the way to Miami, when we were coming, remember over here, Karnu, it was very cold that night. Remember how cold it was? That hotel, they had terrible air conditioning. It was freezing there. And then, remember over here, when we stopped over here, remember you had a really bad headache, son. You remember that? When we were in this place. So you ask, really? There's a list of places where people had headaches? Or people were too cold? What is this? He says, no, when God loves you, when you love your child, when God loved us, he remembers fondly, you know, this place over here, you worship the golden calf. That place over there, you were spies. And you sinned against God. You didn't want to go to Israel. Over here, I had to swallow you up because you were such rebels against God and Moshe. And over here, you complain. And over here you sinned. But you know what? Looking back at it, you know, it's kind of funny. Remember you had a headache over here, you know? You sinned over there. I mean, God doesn't treat our sins lightly, but he says, you know, we made it through. You did shuva, you repented. Some people had to die for their sins. And now we look back and we remember. So to each one of us in our lives, we can look back at, you know, difficult days with problems and all kinds of issues we had. We can look back and say, you know, remember that? We had really tough days when I was 23 and this happened, and I was 34 and that happened. And you can look back and hopefully you look at it with a little twist. You say, yeah, remember that. The good old days. So God looks back at the 40 years and there's a lot of sinning and a lot of complaining and a lot of punishment. He looks back and he says, Tal Pi Hashem, you know, Moshe, write it down. It was overall, on the whole, it was a good life. It's been a good life. Walking with God's never a bad journey. That's what it means. That's what it means to go and walk with God in life. That's what it means, Jewish history. That's what it meant, those 40 years. That's the meaning of the last 2,000 years, the 3,000 years. It's a long story. And God turns to us and says, remember each step on that journey. It's been a pleasure. Just being with my children is always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth congregation for our discussion of Parshat Maaseh. Join us each week for discussion of the Parsha on the holidays. Thanks for being with us.